Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma. Let's begin the updates from India. Former President Pranab Mukherjee has tested positive for COVID-19 today. But with that, Chief Minister of Karnataka, B.S. Yediyurappa, has recovered from COVID-19 and he has been discharged from the hospital. BMC has begun second phase of sero survey in Mumbai, basically to find the spread of the virus in the community and also look at herd immunity. 20 security personnel among 38 fresh COVID-19 cases in Arunachal Pradesh is what we know of today. Also, COVID-19 cases in Hyderabad has fallen by August end. Also, COVID-19 cases in Hyderabad will fall by August end is what the health officials are conveying. Bharat Biotech chairman has said that the company will not launch COVID-19 vaccine in a rush as safety matters, and that is the priority for the company right now. Grim news coming in from Tirupati Devadarshanam staff. Over 740 staffers have tested positive. Three have died is what the official report is conveying to us. But meanwhile in Delhi, over 90% COVID-19 patients have recovered, is what Chief Minister Kejriwal has conveyed. Also, as per ANI report, government sources have clarified that no timeline has been decided to open schools, and the opening of schools will depend on the situation of COVID-19. So basically, so far, only the Union Territory of Chhattisgarh has expressed an intention to open schools. Meanwhile, 9 COVID positive cases have been reported in Dharavi area of Mumbai today. Once a hotspot, Mumbai's Dharavi is now seeing, you know, lesser and lesser number of positive infections per day. The total number of cases are over 2,600, including 79 active cases and over 2,200 discharges. Kerala has confirmed over 1,184 new cases, positive cases, including 41 health workers. Kerala has seen over 780 recoveries, 7 deaths today. While the Mumbai Civic Body is conducting the sero survey, the Mumbai Civic Body will also conduct a study to assess the efficacy of an artificial intelligence-based technology which claims to detect coronavirus infection within half a minute is what we are also hearing from a senior official. The non-invasive voice sample analysis claims to detect the viral infection by analyzing sound waves of patients. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. Meanwhile, India is readying the 74th Independence Day parade, but participants will be required to restrict activities to cut COVID-19 risk. The move has been taken in consideration of the attendance of the Prime Minister and the number of VIPs in the celebrations. You can read that detailed report on the Money Control website. Also, we are hearing from ratings agency ICRA that coronavirus impact will be severe and prolonged for aviation and hospitality as well as retail. So the coronavirus pandemic will significantly impact performance of companies in these sectors, and it is likely to be severe and prolonged, especially in these sectors. The pandemic followed by extended lockdowns in India, both nationally and then localized lockdowns that has been happening in certain hotspot areas is impacting these sectors. With that, let's move on to the global updates. Let's take a look at the global numbers. With over 5 million cases, US is the worst impacted country, remains to be so, followed by Brazil with over 3 million cases. India stands at number 3 with over 2.2 million cases, closely followed by Russia at number 4 with over 8,90,000 cases. Russia will also be the first country to register their vaccine candidate on August 12, as per reports. So the vaccine that was jointly developed by the Gamaleya Research Institute and the country's defense ministry, the health ministry of Russia has said that the third stage of the trials are underway and the mass production of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine is expected to begin in October. Also, as they have also said that the medical professionals and the senior citizens will be the first to get vaccinated. Moving on, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has criticized the United States administration's response to the novel coronavirus pandemic, saying that the slow testing rate and the lack of fair access to individual is mind-blowing, unquote. This was in an interview with CNN where he added that the country has employed a very inequitable way to get the most worthless test results of any country in the world, is what he has said, despite paying billions of dollars. Also, with that, regarding the vaccinations in US, Health Secretary Alex Azar has said that any vaccine or treatment for COVID-19 from the US would be shared fairly with the rest of the world once the US needs have been satisfied. He also said that our first priority, of course, is to develop and produce enough quantity of safe and effective FDA approved vaccines and, first for the use in the United States. Moving on to Australia, it has reported a record number of daily coronavirus deaths on Monday, although the number of new infections in the country's virus hotspot actually fell down to near 2-week low. Officials in Victoria states, which is the epicenter of Australia's second coronavirus wave, reported that 19 people died from the virus over the past 24 hours, with other states, still reporting daily new cases and death numbers that already marks the country's biggest single-day rise in fatalities. China has reported 49 new cases. New Zealand has now completed 101 days without community transmission, so that's some good news there. The country has seen over 1,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus since the first patient was diagnosed in February. Also, New Zealand stopped the spread of the virus by imposing a strict lockdown in late March when only around 100 people had tested positive for the disease, and the country really managed to limit the COVID-19 spread, the death toll capping at around 22. New Zealand's border is being strictly controlled and all the new arrivals are required to spend 14 days in quarantine. So they are still maintaining strict border rules in order to keep the numbers in check. Currently, there are still 23 active cases, but all were detected at the border when entering the country and are being held in isolation facilities. Also, meanwhile, China reported 49 new cases of coronavirus infection in the mainland, compared with 23 cases a day earlier, is what we know from the health authorities. The National Health Commission has said in a statement, 35 of the new infections were imported cases and there are no new deaths that have been reported. Let's come to Greece. It is formally in the midst of a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic, according to a news report in Guardian. After recording its highest number of positive diagnoses ever, a record of over 200 cases on Sunday, the nation has now reached a critical juncture in its ability to contain further the spread of the virus. Also, WHO has said that the number of people infected by COVID-19 will hit 20 million this week. We are already seeing the numbers nearing the 20 million mark if we look at the global infection rate. Also, with that, something you would like to read on the Money Control website: majority of rural India is satisfied with government's handling of COVID-19 pandemic, is what a survey is telling us. Money Control's Kamalika Ghosh writes that more than 68% rural Indians faced high to very high monetary difficulty and about 23% borrowed money during the lockdown, according to the survey. She explains it further. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. But with that, let me remind you to get your true financial freedom with Money Control Pro's Independence Day blowout offer. So be a pro at rupee 1 per day and claim exclusive benefits worth rupees 15,000. Use code FREEDOM365. Log on to Money Control website or app to know more. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.